Hey, welcome back to the Movie Quip channel. Here are your new movie highlights for September 4th to the 10th. First up, A Walk in the Woods is a comedy starring Robert Redford based on American travel author Bill Bryson's 1998 book of the same name. Directed by Ken Kwapis, Redford plays the intrepid writer as he and an old friend unwittingly attempt to walk the 2,200-mile Appalachian Trail. A Walk in the Woods screens at Landmark Cinemas Canada as well as at most Cineplex cinemas here in Ottawa. Backcountry is a Canadian thriller from debuting feature writer-director Adam MacDonald, starring Missy Peregrine and Jeff Roop. Based on a true story, a couple's camping hike into the deep woods turns grim when they become lost and an unexpected killer attacks. Backcountry debuts here at Cineplex Silver City, Gloucester. The Journey Home is a 2014 Canadian-Italian co-production from Ottawa-born veteran Hollywood director Roger Spottiswoode. Dakota Goyo stars in this family adventure that pits a boy's determination to save a polar bear cub against Canada's frozen north. Also known as Midnight Sun, The Journey Home debuts here at Rainbow Cinemas Ottawa. Next up, Learning to Drive is a comedy from acclaimed director Isabelle Coixet, loosely based on writer Katha Pollitt's 2002 humorous essay in The New Yorker magazine. Here, Patricia Clarkson plays a book critic whose slow reclamation of her life after a failed marriage leads to new avenues and an unexpected friendship. Learning to Drive co-stars Sir Ben Kingsley and screens here at Ottawa's Bytown Cinema. Mountain Man is a 2014 Canadian comedy from writer-director Cameron Labine, starring Chance Crawford and Tyler Labine. In it, a city lawyer and his small-town brother's road trip to their family's Rocky Mountain cottage is increasingly sabotaged by their sibling rivalry. Mountain Men premieres here in Ottawa at Landmark Cinemas Canada. The Transporter Refueled is from Brick Mansion's director Camille Delamere and is a prequel of the high-octane The Transporter franchise begun in 2002. Ed Screen stars as former mercenary-turned-elite delivery driver Frank Barton, who's uncontrollably dragged into a deadly web of revenge that ensnares his father. The Transporter Refueled screens here at all Cineplex cinemas and both Landmark cinemas. And lastly, Z for Zachariah is a psychological sci-fi drama starring Margot Robbie and Chiwetel Ejiofor, loosely based on American author Robert C. O'Brien's 1974 novel of the same name. Directed by Craig Zobel, Robbie plays the last woman on Earth after a nuclear holocaust, whose close bond with a fellow survivor is complicated when a second man joins them. Z for Zachariah debuts at Ottawa's Mayfair Theatre. Also coming up, the Ottawa International Animation Festival swings into its 39th year, September 16th to the 20th. Hosted by the Canadian Film Institute at various venues across the capital, this is North America's largest showcase of world animation. Check it out at animationfestival.ca. That's your handful of Movie Quips highlights for this week. Thanks for tuning in. Find more screening info for these and other new movies playing in town at movieclips.ca. If you like this episode, click on the like button and subscribe to this channel. Follow Movie Quips on Twitter and Facebook. And check back soon. Have a good one. Cheers. I feel so fancy. I just walked into that stupid blocker, so hopefully the shadow behind me isn't moving around too much. And as a prequel of the high-octane Transformer? That stupid thing move? All of the high-octane the Transformer franchise. Not Transformer, Transporter. I blame the curtains.